Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Jesus replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then Jesus said to the crowd, Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told him a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and other goods and shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for those who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. The words from the book of Ecclesiastes never lose their prophetic shock. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. This, it says, before going on to say that eventually our earthly wisdom, knowledge, skill, toil, property will all pass away. None of them has lasting value. In the Gospel, Jesus illustrates this vanity when someone asks him to get involved in an inheritance dispute, telling the story of a man who doesn't know what to do with an abundant harvest. In response to what he deems a crisis, "Where will I place my abundant grain?" he ultimately decides to build bigger silos to store it, unaware that he would die that very night. Rather than use his massive surplus of food to feed the hungry, he thinks only about himself and about hoarding his earthly wealth. It's vanity. And Jesus says that this vanity of giving into thinking that one's life consists of possessions and giving in to greed is a spiritual cancer that will affect all those who store up treasure for themselves but are not rich in what matters to God. Jesus wants us all to be rich, but rich in what lasts. He wants us to be greedy, not to fill attics or basements, or storage facilities, or bigger houses, or banks, but to be rich in building spiritual barns full to the brim with what won't pass away. So what really matters? St. Paul tells the Corinthians that only three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. God wants us to become great in faith, stinking rich in hope, and overflowing in love for God and for others. Are we? Do we care more about our spiritual portfolio than the greediest young financiers on Wall Street think about their financial portfolio? Do we place our hopes in God and holiness and in heaven? Or do we place our security in the things of this world? Do we, like great entrepreneurs, seize every chance we have to grow in love of God and true sacrificial love of neighbor? St. Paul, in today's second reading, repeats what we hear every Easter Sunday morning at Mass. If you have been raised with Christ, and we have been, that's what the resurrection means. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think about what is above, not on what is on earth, for you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. St. Paul is urging us to place our treasure in God and the things of God, because as Jesus says, our heart will be where our treasure is. And a Christian needs to have his heart in God. Once our heart really is in God, then we will no longer serve mammon, but use whatever God has given us for His glory and building of His kingdom. Tomorrow is the 160th birthday into eternal life of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests. And he used to say, "Your well-being is nothing other than a depository that God has put in your hands." And he counseled that after taking what is necessary for you and your family, to give the rest to the poor, because our charity is the only thing that fits through the eye of the needle that can go into eternity. This weekend we have here at St. Sylvester the annual missionary appeal, which we will all hear from Father Manuel about the concrete needs the Palatine missionaries have to spread the faith and care for the people entrusted to them across the world. I would urge you, in the name of Jesus, to see that the surplus you have in your life, and perhaps even some of what might be considered necessities, might have another purpose. Prayerfully consider being lavishly generous to what you will hear after Holy Communion. This afternoon, you'll have a chance to become even richer in what matters to God and share what God has given you in a way that will not be vain at all, but in fact, holy. Praise be Jesus Christ.